Hey guys, sorry to interrupt whatever amazing podcast you are listening to, but I'm just here to let you guys know that you can come over to Intoxicated anytime. I just love to talk about ghosts, conspiracies, aliens, true crime, the future, I don't know, anything I think of when I'm high. I'm also a psychic medium, so I have a lot of really creepy and interesting stories that you guys can also hear about. Intoxicated is available wherever you listen to your podcast. It's free to listen to and subscribe. Hope to see you guys there.
Yo, what up? It's your boy 12 Kyle, the OG, back with another edition of Dead End Sports 365. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel, youtube.com/Dead End Sports. Make sure that you check out Dead End Sports every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 p.m. All right, so you see the title, Ridley AF. I wanted to get on here and give you all my 12 cents about Calvin Ridley. If you've been hiding under a rock, you know Calvin Ridley, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver, was recently suspended by the NFL for a year for gambling on NFL games. Now, as you know, Calvin Ridley was actually away from the team on a mental health break, if you will, during the time that he was that he placed bets on his team. Now, for some people, they say, well, you know, that's kind of harsh or whatever, and they didn't think that the crime necessarily fit the punishment. But the NFL has very specific rules, and it's in the locker room, and it's in their contracts about gambling. So Calvin Ridley knew that he could not gamble, particularly gamble on the Falcons. But this is really on par with what the Falcons do. Personally, I've been living in the city of Atlanta. This year makes 25 years, right? And in the 25 years that I've been here, I've seen a few things when it comes to the Falcons. I saw the Falcons make it to the Super Bowl. And the night before the Super Bowl, the guy who was named the NFL's Man of the Year, the Falcons safety Eugene Robinson, get arrested the night before the Super Bowl in Miami for soliciting a prostitute. You can't make this up. The Man of the Year, he had just gotten the award for Man of the Year, and he gets arrested for soliciting a prostitute. That's what Falcons do. Another instance, you had their Pro Bowl running back who the previous year set like an NFL record for carry attempts, start the regular season and blow his knee out, I think in game one, untouched. That's what Falcons do. And then you had the star quarterback who was making $100 million a year fighting dogs, got caught up in a dog fighting crime ring. And lo and behold, he financed all of it. And the guy went to prison for 2 years. The leader of your franchise, the face of the franchise, one of the faces of the league, went to Leavenworth. That's what Falcons do. And then, of course, you know, goes without saying, Falcons had a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, only to blow the lead in front of the world, giving them the largest Super Bowl comeback in Falcons history, changing the whole narrative about Tom Brady and having the trophy in their hands only to have it slip away. That's what Falcons do. So when you think about all of that, and I'll say, like I said, all of that's happened within the last 25 years of my existence in this city, you know, You just think like this city, I don't even want to say the city, this team is like snake bitten or something. Like maybe they're cursed. I don't know. But it's just, you know, this is just what Falcons do. So when I say Ridley AF, he's just AF, another Falcon, because this is what Falcons do. Now, I want to, you know, give Ridley some slack, but he knew better. So when you know better, you do better. He could have had someone else bet on the team. He could have had his sister bet on the team. I don't know. I mean, but you just blew an $11, $12 million contract for a $1,500 bet on a 7-9 football team? Make it make sense to me. But again, this is just what Falcons do. I hope and pray that Calvin Ridley gets his life together. I hope that he can appeal this and his suspension gets knocked down some games. But at some point in time, both Calvin Ridley and the Falcons need to stop doing what Falcons do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Again, thank you for checking out this edition of Dead End Sports 365. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. Make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spellitout, TWELVEKYLE. Make sure that you check out my podcast. It's called the 12 Kyle Podcast. The podcast is on all DSPs and the podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. So there's no reason. Make sure that you subscribe. Thank you. That's going to do it for me. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000.